Gemara Daf Nun Ches says that Chanina says that Nochi Shehikis Yisrael Chayiv Misa. We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu Shenema Vifin Kova Kon Vayar Ki Ein Ish Vayach Is Hamitzvi. And Rashi says that Us Chayiv Mishum Tehike Ish Ivri. What's the side of this halacha that Akum Shehikis Yisrael is Chayiv Misa? So the Ran, here in Nunches, says, as discussion by the Kushi, Shehikes Yisrael, Chayiv Misa, Mashmi Didin Gezel, my Sinema. The Mali Chavo Bekufi, Mali Chavo Ramona. First, the Ran says that it's because of Gezel, because hitting him is not less than stealing his money. The Gezel is Chayiv Misa, so hitting him, and if you're Chavo Bekufo, is your Chayiv Misa, Mishum Gezel. And therefore, it does make a difference if you hit a Yisrael or you hit a Goy. In both of them, there'd be an Isa als Gezel and Bichiv Misa. And then the Ran has an interesting question. Says, and who says at that time, after all, this was before Matan Torah, that who says that the Yisrael, the Is Ivri, is different than the Ben Noach? Because at that point, before Matan Torah, maybe the... even Yisrael had a did of Ben Noach. So you see from the beginning that he thinks the man holds that Akum Shikis Yisrael is Chayiv Misa because of Chavala, and it's included in Gezel. And therefore, it's not only a Saul, it should also be a Ben Noach. But the Ran later says that it seems that Tavka Akum Hamakes Yisrael, that's the Lashon HaGemara, is Chayiv Misa Mamish, as we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he killed him. But if you look, in the Rambam, Perek Yud from Hilchos Melachim, Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, "Akum shehike Yisrael afilu chavul bo kol shehu, afa pishu chayiv misa enu nerug." So the Rambam says he's not nerug for this. So why isn't it nerug? It seems from the Rambam that the chiv is a chiv misa b'de shemayim. But it's not a chiv in Besdin. But l'choy, since we learned it from Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, why isn't it a chiv misa? So it could be that that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi says, killed the Mitzri with the Shem HaMforesh. But it wasn't B'yadayim, because this is only chiv B'day Shemayim. And it's the pasuk of Vifun Kova Kova Yarki Ein Ish Vayaches Hamitzvah Vetmineu Bechol. And Rashi said Vayaches Ein Ish. He saw that there was even in the future, no one would come from him who would be Megayim become a Yid. So the question is, why do we care if in the future a Yid will come? Maybe he'll be somebody with Megaya if he's Chayev Misa. Even if he's chayiv now, even irrespective of what will happen in the future, whether somehow there'll be a descendant who will be a yid, and Biskarov says that since it's a chiyuv b'dei shemayim, that's why Moshe killed him davka b'shem hamforesh, and then if it's b'dei shemayim, these chesbonos in terms of whether there'll be somebody who will be megayah from him also plays a role. But the verse suggested from the Rambam, it seems that he killed him because he's a roidif. Moshe killed him, and a roidif is chayiv even b'day adam to be matzel the nivdav, and therefore the Rambam, when he says hika es yisrael is chayiv misa, again b'day shemayim, but it's only, again, and it's not Nerek Bebesin, that could be even of Hakov Mashahu, and Chavol Be'ama is considered Tchilas Radifa. And therefore, the Akum is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, but it's not Nerek and Bezdin. Because it's not Mamash Avoidiv, because it's only Hakor B'Ama, but it's Tchilas Radifa. And in the case with Moshe Rabbeinu, who killed the Mitzri, he saw that this Mitzri had in mind to ultimately to it was a Voidif Gomor to kill the Yisrael, and therefore Moshe killed him.